We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can call in 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That is 833-563-2539. I was out eating dinner with my wife, Lindsay. Yeah, I know, Joe's journey, whatever. But anyways, we were sitting down doing our thing, and we were at the bar. Now, I could be different about this and be a hypocrite. I don't know, but I want people that are servers and work in the restaurant industry to join in the conversation to let me know how you feel about people that go to the restaurant and all they're doing there is, well, how do I put this? They're being restaurant campers. They go there and they sit for hours. Their food's done. They're not ordering anything else. Their stuff's done. But they just sit there and take up the server or the waitresses or the waiter's spot. Like, doesn't that cost them money? Isn't that rude?
You know, Joe, I am so glad you bring this up. And I am allowed to talk about this now since I don't work at a restaurant anymore. This is detrimental because usually the way it works is a server has about 4 tables per night. So, you know, they come and go. The faster you could turn a table, the more money you'll make. Now, also keep in mind, most servers usually make somewhere around like $2 an hour, so they never see a paycheck. The tips they make are the money they make. So now, like, if you come in and you're just sitting, you could, and you're done eating, you really could be like costing that server a lot of money. Now, I will say this, you know, me, I'm very inviting and all that stuff. So if it's slow, if you can see that there's other tables that are open, I have no problem if you come in and sit in camp. I'll invite you to sit as long as you want. I'll keep refilling your water. But if it's a busy Saturday night and all the other servers are turning tables and I'm not, then that could be huge, huge money hit.
Now, Live the Web Grill, you don't serve anymore either, but what do you think?
I think it is so annoying and frustrating because exactly what Pork Chop said, you're trying to turn the table as quickly as possible. But I will say, one time there was a group of 3 guys that camped out literally all night from like 5 p.m. until probably like 10.
Whoa.
10:30, like they were there all night and they weren't ordering like a ton of stuff throughout the night. They only ordered like a couple of beers throughout the night, which
were they
is
just
also
talking,
annoying.
Watching sports?
Just talking and watching sports. But I will say they left me a fat tip.
I feel like that's a rarity. That's a unicorn.
Fat tip.
I feel like that's a unicorn.
Amazing.
Would you not agree that does not happen that often?
Yeah, I mean they were flirting a little bit.
I
so
was
I like,
you show them any side boob?
Nope. We wear t-shirts, so not really an option.
I thought you were at Hooters. Okay.
I was a hostess at a dinner theater for my very first job when I was 16, and the rudest thing that I ever encountered was a group of old people, very old.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking 70s or up. One of the women took her thong off and left it under the table.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
I guess she really got going to the Sound of Music.
Yeah. How do you like my butt floss right there, honey? You can let us know. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show what you think about these people. Maybe Pork Chop and Live the Web Girl are just overreacting, and it's not that big of a deal. But I actually think there's something going on here. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.